Curator Peter Reed.
Invented during World War II, the Jeep is a supreme example of American engineering and ingenuity. The Army needed a small, powerful, four-wheel drive vehicle capable of transporting 500 pounds. It had to perform well on and off-road. The design of the original Jeep involved engineers from the American Bantam Car Company, Ford Motor Company, and Willys Overland Motors. After the war, the Willys Overland Company continued to produce the Jeep for military and civilian markets. The Army Jeep you're looking at, made in 1953, is slightly larger and faster than the original. Known by its model number, M38A1, it's considered by many the best military Jeep ever built. When MoMA first exhibited one in 1951, the curator described it as a sturdy sardine can on wheels. There are good reasons for this. The flat body rides high above the ground for clearance over rough terrain. Even the gas tank has been tucked up under the driver's seat. The overall height remains low for strategic reasons, and the windshield can be folded down on the hood. The lack of doors makes it easy to hop in and out of. Basic shelter is provided by a fold-away canvas hood. Notice how there's no attempt to conceal the nuts and bolts here, inside or out. That's because the Jeep's standardized parts are designed for quick assembly and replacement. You can even take off the top and the wheels and stack these cars like boxes for easy transport. Now walk around to the front of the Jeep. Notice that distinctive grille panel with its bold vertical slots, the recessed headlamps, and the curved hood and fenders. You can still recognize these trademark features on Jeeps made today,